This is David Barsamian of Alternative Radio, and you're listening to KWMR, Point Reyes Station.
This is KWMR, Point Reyes Station, the heart and soul of West Marin, and this is Tim Weed.
KWMR is supported by Ken and Sam Levin Window Cleaning, helping West Marin, the San Geronimo Valley, and the North Bay see clearly for more than 30 years. Additional services include cleaning gutters and downspouts, as well as solar panels. They make house calls and can be reached at 415-663-9669 or kenandsamlevin@gmail.com.
A love song was playing on the radio. It made me kind of sad, because it made me think of you. I don't wonder how you're doing, but I wish I didn't care, because I gave you all I had and got the worst of you. By the way, I forgive you. After all, maybe I should thank you for giving me what I found, because without you around, I've been doing just fine. Except for any time I hear that song.
Ooh. Well, a very good morning to everybody. It is just a hair past 11 a.m. You are tuned into KWMR here. It is a comfortable 59.5 degrees out there on the front porch of the old Creamery building here in downtown Point Reyes Station. And it is time at 11:02 for another episode of Epicenter. This is Epicenter on KWMR, West Marin Community Radio. You can hear Epicenter at 5 p.m. on KWMR or listen to recent archives at kwmr.org. I'm your host, Jeff Manson, and today I am happy to be welcoming back to the KWMR airwaves Christine Beekman, Interpretation, Education, and Volunteer Program Lead, Public Information Officer with the Point Reyes National Seashore. We are lucky enough to have Christine on the KWMR airwaves once a month, bringing us an update from the park here, and welcome back. So glad to have you here with us.
It's wonderful to be here, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So as we've done the last few months now, for a while actually, we've had some national park trivia happening. There's a national park of the month. Do we have a clue for one this month?
We do. So, Alyssa and I started this a while back. We started with just dropping hints of a site, a National Park Service site, throughout the program, throughout the half hour. And it's been really fun to do it. And we've, Alyssa actually.
Uh-oh. You there? Oh, we seem to have.
Just recognizing that there are. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, you were just breaking up just a little bit there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all
you
right.
Know, you'd think we're in the middle of nowhere, and yeah. We're what, about a mile or two away. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I have over 400 sites of National Park Service specific. For updates, it's kind of fun to explore the other units of the National Park Service. So you ready for the hint number one?
I'm ready for it.
Okay. This park has an otherworldly terrain made up of broken mountains, scorched land, bubbling mud pots, and hissing steam.
Ooh.
Okay.
Sounds like something from Middle Earth.
Yes, And I'll give another clue a little bit further on. And I think, you know, back to the seashore, I think most folks know by now our visitor centers, Bear Valley is open 7 days a week, 9:30 to 5. Kenpatrick Visitor Center is open weekends and Monday holidays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And our park store at Drake's in the same location is open same days, weekend days, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Lighthouse Visitor Center, I think since we last spoke, is now open on Fridays. So it's open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So we tell visitors that the viewing platform at the lighthouse is open all the time, but the visitor center and the stairs down to the lighthouse are open on the weekends and Monday holidays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And if you happen to have visitors or friends in town that, you know, you head out there over the weekend, please let folks know that we actually, you know, we, for a fun, leisurely visit down to the lighthouse, you know, 300 steps down, 320 steps back up, to, you know, be there by about 3 o'clock, because we actually do close the stairs right at 4. And like last time, masks are required at our visitor centers because our community level of transmission remains high. And it's actually been a little bit more on the radar screen of our international, national visitors at the park because, you know, it's just a wave everywhere. And we do, you know, if our community transmission levels go down to moderate or low, then we, you know, that mask requirement is no longer there. And we have it on our park website, and we have signs right in the park visitor center parking lots, so folks, when they're closer to their cars, know to grab their masks. And I'm really happy to report that we are continue to offer more free and open to the public interpretive ranger programs, and we anticipate offering more and more as the season progresses. This weekend, we have our drop-in lens talk down at the lighthouse in the Clockwork Mechanism Room from 1:30 to 3:30. The talks are only 10 to 15 minutes, but that's the window, that two-hour window is on the every half hour. And we have the room itself still cordoned off because of the high community transmission levels, but we'll open it up as soon as it's safe to do so. And we're also offering free ranger interpretive programs, 2 p.m. on weekends at Drake's Beach, and an introduction to Point Reyes patio talks at the visitor center here at Bear Valley throughout the day on weekends. And we post all of our offerings on our website, as well as Facebook, Instagram, and if we have any pop-ups, we throw it out on Twitter. And this week is also Latino Heritage Conservation Week, and we're celebrating by offering a special interpretive guided walk that's called the Quilted Landscape, and it's going to start at 10 a.m. this Saturday. The Saturday, I think, is July 23rd at Bear Valley Trailhead, and will be a walk up the road to Morgan Horse Ranch. And this free one-hour program will be led by our Latino Heritage intern this year, Francisco Vasquez. And we're super excited about Francisco's program. Yesterday, there was a group of kids from the Bellina School out at the Morgan Horse Ranch with Francisco, and they had a great time. Another free program that we're offering to the public is going to be this coming Friday, July 29th, at 4:30 at the Bear Valley Picnic Area. We will be having a free concert performed by guitarist David Boyle. And David will be leading a Point Reyes National Seashore Association Field Institute class the following day on Saturday, July 30th. And I believe there still might be a few spaces available for that class. So if you were to look at PRINZA's website, you can sign up for it, or, you know, if you're interested in showing up for the concert at Bear Valley Picnic Area, you can just show up. It's at 4:30 on Friday, July 29th, and we have it on our park website, and I think we just did a Facebook post on it this morning. And from David's website, it explains that David is a musician, composer, and a national park artist in resident who creates instrumental guitar music inspired by the infinite vistas and wonders of the natural world. Doesn't that sound enticing?
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Sounds really lovely. And
yes. Mm-hmm.
Just what a treat to get to hear that music in the setting that has inspired it as well.
Exactly. And, you know, and I guess that I jumped on his website and I saw a video that was done on one of his programs at the Ranger Amphitheater at Great Sand Dunes National Park. That's in southern Colorado. And so here he is creating his beautiful guitar music, and the backdrop is the landscape of the Great Sand Dunes. So it was very inspiring. So we hope, you know, especially the Bear Valley picnic area is just so beautiful. You know, bring your own chairs, gather around David for what will promise to be a great concert. And can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you clear, loud and clear now. It was a little spotty at first, but it sounded good. Before we go beyond that, for folks like myself that need to hear a date more than once, when is that concert happening? I know it's next week, but when exactly is that happening?
It's Friday, July 29th at 4:30.
Wonderful.
At the Bear Valley Picnic Area.
That's great. Well, I'm certainly going to try to be there. That sounds fantastic.
Oh, good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. What a midsummer treat. And our retail park store manager, Shannon, reports that we've got a bunch of new items at the park store. And, of course, all proceeds from the sales of items at our park store go directly back into interpretation and education programming here at the park. We have new T-shirts that are locally made, 100% organic cotton. And I saw them. They're really sweet. They've got, you know, Point Reyes National Seashore. Some have poppies on them. The other ones have elephant seals on them. She also has brought in a new waterproof Seashore Life, that's the title of the series, Guide for Tide Pooling. And I just happened to see it, and I looked through it, and the illustrations are just fantastic. And, you know, they're laminated, they're sturdy, they fit in the side pocket of your backpack if you have a backpack, or just, you know, in your back pocket or a big front pocket. And for those who are interested in Indigenous history and culture in the park, we now have the Archaeology of Refuge and Recourse. That's a book that covers the Coast Miwok people's story of resilience, and especially during the period of colonization. And the Federated Indians of Brayton Rancheria Tribal Chair, Greg Saris, has a new book on the shelves. It's a memoir called Becoming.
Yeah.
Unbecoming. Yeah.
And in fact, we've had Greg Saris, Chairman Saris, on the KWMR airwaves over the last couple months in a variety of spots, including the Turning Pages program. And that collection of stories is, I can just say, really wonderful from the bits that I've heard both the chairman discussing, as well as some of our programmers reading some of that aloud on KWMR.
Wonderful.
Really,
wonderful.
Really interesting stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And for National Park Service geeks, or maybe parents or grandparents looking for a special treat, we do have very popular items in other National Park Service ranger dolls, men and women in uniform. And they are about the size, they're not hard plastic, but they're dolls, you know, cloth dolls. And we also have Wonder Walkers. It's a Caldecott Honor Award winning book by Mika Archer. And we now carry, a lot of folks go from national park to national park carrying, collecting tokens. And so we do have our Point Reyes National Seashore token available. And then there's also the group of folks that have national parks passports. And each year, a passport sticker is produced, a national one and a regional one. And we should be getting both of those in within the next month or so. And I might have mentioned before on another Epicenter segment that you can really tell those visitors who are that have their passports because they have a certain look in their eye when they come into the visitor center. And you pretty much know that look, and you say, our cancellation station is right over there, because they are looking to get that stamp that says that they were here at Point Reyes National Seashore on this date. So do you know those passport stamps? Or passports themselves, the books?
I've seen them. Yes, I'm not a passport collector myself yet. only because I'm so ensconced here in our own park. I love this park, and I've been exploring it a lot. But I'd love to get out into the wider world there at some point and start collecting some of those stamps. I've seen folks with them, though. Really, really fun.
Yeah. And then we also have them for kids. And so for your kids, or, you know, somebody has grandkids or just kids that they know, it's a great way to get them started on their National Park Service journey. And we do have not only the smaller booklets, but there are larger binders that people, once they've completed their booklet, they're ready for the next step, which are these larger binders where you put one or more booklets in them. So it's kind of fun.
It's wonderful.
And also, at the Visitor Center, we have a new artist whose work is being shown. Nina Ants is a botanical illustrator. She lives in Sonoma County, and she's also a teacher and a quilt maker. But we do have a number of her works up on the wall leading to the auditorium. If you haven't seen her works, they're beautiful. They're just exquisite. Please stop by, and I think her works are going to be up through the end of August. So are you ready for another descriptor of the National Park Unit?
I was just going to ask.
This volcanic park had its last eruption beginning in 1914. This eruption period lasted 7 years, so it ended in 1921. And during this time, it had more than 120 eruptions.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. So someplace that is very active geologically, it's not Yellowstone, is it? No.
No. And it's here in California, but you can't guess again until
the end. Okay. Very good. I won't get, yeah. And I just, wonderful.
And then on the wildlife or natural resources front, we have a number of humpbacks that we're still seeing mostly out at the lighthouse area on weekends. We've spotted a few gray whales. Visitors have reported seeing whales, of course, you know, Tomales Point, Lemon Tour, Chimney Rock. And one of our rangers also spotted a minke whale, which in shape looks like a large dolphin. She saw this minke whale twice on two separate occasions, and she believes that this minke whale is hanging out, feasting on all the bait fish. And then a visitor also told this ranger how they were watching a mer bobbing around in the water with anchovies hanging out of its mouth, and I think that a lot of folks saw in the West Marin feed that there was this, you know, just bloom of anchovies that washed up on Bolinas beaches. And so this mer, this common mer, was spotted off of the headlands area, just feasting on the anchovies, when all of a sudden two gray whales surfaced on either side of the mer, and that was it. The mer took flight just like that, but it was a really wonderful sighting. It's just wonderful to hear, you know, what visitors are seeing out there, and our rangers at the lighthouse on weekends certainly get their earful of really kind of cool and unusual happenings. And we've just ended our 2022 spotted owl monitoring season, or we're getting close to the end of it. Park scientists have documented among 46 sites surveyed between Point Reyes and the portion of Golden Gate that we manage, five of the nests failed early in the season, but there was a produce of about 30 young, with the nest surveys continuing at a few remaining sites. The impacts from barred owls in this area remains low. And I think I've made mention before how in other areas north of here, actually all the way up to British Columbia, barred owls have really been aggressively overtaking spotted owl nesting sites, habitat area. They're just, you know, taking advantage. However, down here, because we have a break in the forest canopy, so thinking it's almost contiguous from British Columbia south to where you get into more of the open grasslands of Sonoma and Marin County because of all the conservation easements and other protected lands. And that open area has seemed to really decreased the southern migration of these barred owls. So that has meant, of course, is deterred the barred owls from taking over northern spotted owl nests in the national seashores. And in fact, during the season, biologists at the park found a few new spotted owl areas. So that means probably density in these areas has actually increased. So that's always good to hear something, you know, positive, right? In the wildlife front. And another positive reporting out was from our fish biologist, and it's worth celebrating that the first time known juvenile Chinook salmon was observed by the National Park Service Coho and Steelhead monitoring team in our Pine Gulch Creek. This Chinook was one of the offspring from spawning that was observed last winter, and it provides proof that at least one spawning pair of Chinook salmon laid a successful nest or red in Pine Gulch Creek.
Wow.
This is also the second year in a row that the team has counted juvenile coho salmon in Pine Gulch Creek, and that means spawning was success of coho salmon counted this past winter period, which is, you know, Pine Gulch Creek is the largest watershed into Bolinas Lagoon. And so this is really, really wonderful news. And are you ready for another, my last bit of wonderful news?
Yes, I'm enjoying all of this wonderful news. And I'll just resonate with some of it that, you know, being down in Bolinas and just seeing the huge amount of bait fish last month. Mm-hmm. Both washing up on the shore and also just out there generally. When I like to get out surfing occasionally, and just seeing the amount of life happening. I'll just say it again: up and down the coast has just been stunning this summer. Really encouraging, to use the word that you brought up.
Certainly. Yeah, it is. It really is. And I think that you know, I have gotten a few inquiries, and I haven't been able to follow up whether or not the winds really spurred a lot of the continued upwelling, creating this. I just don't know that just yet, but I will be happy to report out on that next month. I'm sure I'll hear from folks. So the other piece of good news in the good news categories, our Park Superintendent Craig Kinkle, it received the National Park Service Director's Award, Appleman Judd Lewis Award for Cultural Resources Stewardship by a Superintendent. And he will be attending award ceremony in D.C. later on this fall. And this award, which was originally created to encourage creativity, cultural resource stewardship, management practices and projects, particularly those that serve as examples or models for other programs in the service. And it was established way back in 1970, named after three National Park Service employee, historian Roy E. Appleman, historical architect Henry A. Judd, and curator Ralph H. Lewis. And this award was given to Craig because under his leadership and expertise, the general agreement between the park and the Federated Indians of Great and Rancheria was signed. And it's, you know, a big accomplishment in cultural resources stewardship provided for, you know, regular and often communication and collaboration. And it's a hope that this general agreement will serve as a template for other national park managers. So we're really excited to announce that and celebrate all of Craig's hard work and, you know, of course, collaboration with Federated Indians of Great and Rancheria. So, yeah, that's a good news award.
This has been a segment full of good news here.
So are you ready for your last good news? Did I already tell you the last I think I gave this away, but it was only a few minutes ago, about the trivia park. Did I already say that it was located in California?
We did get it was located in California. And in fact, our station manager, Amanda Eichsted, has come up to the station with a post-it note with her guess of what it might be.
Okay, let's hear it.
And she's someone that is no stranger to national parks, a well-traveled
absolutely
adventurer out there. Can I give Amanda's guess?
Yes, please.
Amanda guesses that it is Mount Lassen Volcanic National Park.
It is.
All right.
It is. Yay, Amanda. Yay. And I picked Lassen Volcanic National Park for a reason this time, because one of our interpretive park rangers, who is well-known and beloved in the West Marin community, Carlo Arreglo, after being here at Point Reyes since 2016, has taken a promotion to supervisory park ranger at Lassen Volcanic National Park. So we're really going to miss Carlo, but we wish him the best in his new park assignment. And we wish him a safe journey up there. No getting stuck in any of those geothermal features. And many happy trails, because Lassen Volcanic has about the same number of trails that we do here at Point Reyes National Seashore. They have 150 miles worth of trails, and we do too.
Wow. Wow. I just think of just the stunning resources that are available to us in our national park system. What a treat and what a gift. And what a gift to be here adjacent to a really beautiful one as well here in Point Reyes.
Absolutely.
Well, Christine Beekman, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the KWMR airwaves and bring our listeners updates about our park. And it's always such a pleasure to have you here, and hope to see you out on the trails sometime.
Thank you, Jeff. Happy trails.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Epicenter is a series dedicated to community and public affairs in West Marin. If you have ideas for topics, email programming at kwmr.org. You can stream the audio archives of Epicenter shows on our homepage, kwmr.org.